At the Karakara II Primary School in Niger's southern Miria district, women are registering their children for a blanket feeding program for all children between the ages of 6 months and 2 years. This will be their first food distribution since last year's poor rains cut Niger's cereal harvest by a quarter and drove up the price of millet nearly 40%. The UN World Food Program is doubling its estimate of the number of families in Niger who need food assistance. WFP is now targeting more than 1.5 million people for a general food distribution and as many as 500,000 children under the age of six for specialized therapeutic feeding. The UN has stocks of rice, sugar, salt, oil, and beans in the administrative capital, Zinder, but overall, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it has less than a third of the $190 million it needs to respond to the crisis in Niger. Children under two in the Miria district will receive a four-month ration of sugar, oil, and a nutritionally rich blend of corn and soybeans. The registration also allows aid workers to gauge the level of malnutrition in the community. The program's being conducted by the local aid group Karkara. Yusifi Midubawa is Karkara's director of technical operations.
Les enfants viennent, on les recherche et on fait un dépistage.
The children come and they are measured to see who is malnourished. The children who are severely or moderately malnourished are referred to the local medical center where they get supplemental feeding.
Un complément alimentaire en plus. Il y aura un suivi là-bas.
The UN Children's Agency says at least 200,000 children in Niger face severe acute malnutrition that will require hospital treatment. In a region where malnutrition is affecting a quarter of the population, officials at this feeding center say they have supplies to help only half of those affected. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Zinder.